Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grim milestone ahead, with tomorrow marking 1 year since Hamas's October 7th attacks left more than 1,200 people dead and hundreds held hostage. There are protests worldwide.
In Times Square in New York City, early Saturday afternoon, a pro-Palestinian rally, one of many going on around the country and the world in advance of the October 7th anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel that started the war. This rally, speaker from the Palestinian Youth Movement, says a year ago they took to the streets and a year later they do the same.
As we rise up in a global day of action, that we are a force that cannot be reckoned with, that we are a strong and united force that will stand with the Palestinian people.
She says the movement has not gone away, instead only gotten stronger, and they're recommitting to standing with all Palestinians and calling for a ceasefire. Julie Walker, New York.
No arrests were reported there. Now, today in Central Park, there is a rally and march for the hostages, led by the family of Edon Alexander of New Jersey. Danis Vega is the head of the Hostages and Missing Families Forum of New York. She tells 1010 Winds.
We will do everything we can to remember the people that we've lost and also remember that we still need to fight for those who are still held captive.
Organizers say 101 people of different nationalities, ranging from babies to senior citizens, are still in Hamas captivity. That rally begins at 11 a.m. at West 90th Street and Central Park West. Arrests and an attack on former Governor David Patterson and his stepson on the Upper East Side Friday night. Police say they've taken in three juveniles, including a 12 and 13-year-old, and who are charged with gang assault. The kids are accused of jumping Patterson and stepson Anthony Chester Sliwa as they walked their dog on the Upper East Side. Police say the incident started with an argument and escalated to an attack. Former governor talked to News 4 New York.
I got punched in the face a couple of times.
He says he was able to throw one of the assailants to the ground. Both Patterson and his stepson were taken to the hospital with bumps and bruises.
Anthony had 5 stitches put in his lower lip.
Suspects apparently had some kind of previous interaction with Patterson's stepson. The investigation is continuing. A wrong-way crash on Ocean Parkway left 4 people hurt and a driver charged with DWI last night. This happened late Friday. State police say 32-year-old Nicholas Gutierrez Lopez was driving east in the westbound lanes near Tobe Beach when he slammed into an SUV just before 11 p.m. 2 people in the SUV, plus Gutierrez Lopez and his passenger, were all taken to the hospital. All are expected to survive. Gutierrez Lopez now charged with DWI, reckless driving, assault, and more. No word so far on an arraignment. Starting today, curbside composting is the rule for the entire city. Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch telling 1010 Winds.
Residents of all 5 boroughs can set out their compostable material. Anything from their kitchen, anything from their yard on their recycling day. Set it out in a bin labeled compost. We will come collect it.
Composting started as a pilot program in Brooklyn and Queens. It expands to Manhattan, Staten Island, and the Bronx today. There is a grace period, but starting in April, fines for failing to compost begin at $100 and go up from there. More information on the Sanitation Department website. The victim's name and a few more details have been released in a fatal double shooting in a Fairfield, New Jersey motel on Friday. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office says 28-year-old Mohammed Sarira of Fairfield died in the shooting. The survivor is still in the hospital. There's no other information on them or their condition other than that they were taken to the hospital in critical condition. Authorities say it looks like both Sarar and the surviving victim worked at the Ramada Inn where the shooting happened Friday afternoon. No information so far on what sparked this incident. Police are still looking for the suspect. They describe the investigation as active and ongoing. Enjoy it while it lasts, baseball fans. Both the Yanks and the Mets won their first divisional series games yesterday.
Some fans are hoping for a New York World Series.
Subway Series, baby. New York.
But Yankees fan Brianna Trani says that may only be a dream.
The Mets are good. They're doing good right now, but I just think the other teams are just, they're going to clear them out.
New Yorkers, whether Mets fans or Yankees fans, are sure excited about this postseason, especially Jason Landis, who doubted early in the season that the Mets would make it this far.
Anything could happen, so I like our chances. Let's go Mets.
And we didn't even make the playoffs last year, so I think we're here.
And New York fans say that they're backing their team to the end. Darius Rancius, 1010 Wins, the 92.3 FM in Midtown.
And much more coming up on the baseball playoffs in 1010 Wins Sports at 15 and 45 throughout the morning. Well, the pets are joining their parents at church today at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. The church is marking the Feast of St. Francis with the annual blessing of the animals. Event starts with a service, followed by an afternoon fair with clergy blessing animals from cats and dogs to birds and more. The cathedral dean, the very Reverend Patrick Malloy, tells 1010 Wins there is a serious environmental message, too.
Makes us also mindful of how delicate our climate is, and of how responsible we are for maintaining an environment where our animal companions and the children who will come after us will have an actual healthy planet on which to live.
Service is at 10:30, the fair at 11:30 at the Cathedral Church on Amsterdam Avenue at 112th Street. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.